Close to 400 miles of Utah's highways already allow drivers to go 80 miles per hour. Jim Dunnigan is a Republican representative from Taylorsville who says more areas of interstate freeway should be considered for higher speeds. His bill would allow the Utah Department of Transportation to study divided highways where it might make sense to let drivers go faster. He says the Utah Division of Air Quality told him that faster driving does not lead to more pollution.
There is no detectable impact to the overall emissions from a 5 or 10 miles per hour increase in speed.
Dunnigan concedes there have been traffic deaths in the four test areas that the Utah Department of Transportation has examined over the past 5 years. But he says the higher speed limit is not to blame for those fatalities.
In these areas where we posted 80 miles per hour, can any of those be attributed to the increase in posted speed limits? And according to the data and according to UDOT, the answer is no.
Meanwhile, Republican Representative Ed Redd of Logan worries that speed creep will mean more deaths.
I would hope that the Highway Patrol and other people that are responsible for enforcement of the speed limit will make sure that we don't keep creeping upward, because kinetic energy is part of the equation when people die.
Utah has 935 miles of interstate highways. UDOT officials will conduct engineering and safety studies before allowing higher speed limits on any other sections of Utah interstates. Judy Fays, KUER News.